We're going to cross over live now to a speech being delivered by the Secretary General of Hezbollah, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, about the Israeli attack on Quneitra. Let's listen in.
In the Quran, in the Bible, and who keeps his promise like God? Therefore, anticipate what you have given, what you have sacrificed. This is the ultimate victory. At the beginning, I would like to welcome all of you, and I would like to thank you also for your participation, in this ceremony in honor of the beloved martyrs. At the beginning, I would like to say a few words to the families of the martyrs regarding the martyrs, the sympathy, the people then. This is my list. Then I will say a few words about what took place over the past 2 weeks or the past few days. The strategic environment, you can name it as you wish. And number three, I will speak about the assassination operation in Quneitra. Number four, the resistance operation in the Lebanese Shuba farms, the occupied Shuba farms. Number five, the conclusion, some conclusions and the stance. First of all, I would like to address the families of the martyrs. I extend my condolences to them. They have lost their loved ones. And I would also like to congratulate them because those beloved have been granted the greatest reward from God, the highest levels with God, with their martyrdom in His cause. I congratulate the families of the martyrs because their beloved have now gone from this life to the level of the real immortal life. And I pray to God that He accept from you the sacrifices, and I pray to God that He makes your martyrs your saviors and our saviors on the day of judgment, and also to give you patience and steadfastness, and also to preserve for you what He gave you, honor, dignity in this world and in the aftermath. I would also like to express my thanks to all those who shared their condolences with us and congratulated us after this martyrdom of those beloved, whether it be by direct participation or by contacting us or by statements or any other way of expression in Lebanon to Palestine. The people of Palestine and the Palestinian factions also showed unique sympathy. Syria also, Iraq, Iran, Jordan, Yemen, Tunis, Pakistan, throughout the Arab and Islamic world, and also to all those who celebrated 2 days ago and are still celebrating the unique resistance operation in the Shuba farms. I must extend my thanks specifically to the Mujahideen and the resistance fighters. I must express my thanks specifically to the Mujahideen fighters and the resistance fighters of the Islamic resistance in Lebanon, those who were up to the task ever since the beginning, since the opening moment of the assassination in Quneitra, and they had a very significant presence. Their morale was high and they were ready for all kinds of sacrifices over the past few days and over the past few hours up until today. I must also express my thanks to our beloved Lebanese people, to the people of resistance, to the supporters of the resistance, all those who stood side by side with this resistance, also from the very beginning, since the assassination operation in Quneitra. They participated in the funeral processions of the martyrs despite the security dangers. They expressed their sympathy. They expressed their support for any decision taken by the resistance or any decision the resistance resorts to. And on Wednesday, specifically, as well, at the moment of danger, when the whole area was facing very, very major possibilities, very, very dangerous scenarios, they were there and they lived up to the promise. Just like before, they stood firm, they were patient, they stood with steadfastness, and we must indeed, every single day and every single hour, we must always describe them as the most honorable people, the most cleansed people, and the most generous people. It is our duty, as we celebrate the martyrs of the resistance, it is our duty to stand with humbleness in front of the martyrs of the heroic Lebanese army, those who were martyred in Ras Baalbek, martyred as they were defending the Beqa and Lebanon and also the frontline villages against the armed terrorist groups, armed terrorist takfiri groups. And day by day, it is proven that these groups are completing what Israel is doing. With the leadership of the army, its generals, its soldiers, the families of the martyrs who are also participating in this crime or in this operation, all I salute them and I bless them, I congratulate them. Regarding the martyrs, Muhammad Ali Allah Dadi, the leader, also Muhammad Ahmad Isa, and the Mujahid Jihad Imad Mughniyeh, and also the martyr Ali Hassan Ibrahim, and the martyr Abbas Ibrahim Hijazi, and also the martyr Ghazi Ali Dawi, and the martyr Muhammad Ali Hassan Abu al-Hassan. To all those martyrs, we express our sympathy, our love. Honestly, this is not just talk for the sake of talking. It is not just for the sake of this occasion. We say to those martyrs, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Congratulations for what you have achieved. We are your brothers. We congratulate you for what you have done. We pray to God that one day which He chooses, He can also bless us with such an honor, the same honor with which He blessed you, you martyrs. But you, our brothers, our sons, our beloved, you martyrs, just like all the other martyrs who also went before you in all different battlefields, you have now been relieved from the concerns, relieved from this life, and have now went to the life of dignity and happiness. And we have remained. We are continuing to confront the hardships of this life. And we pray to God that until that time comes, that we continue to remain firm and continue to work for your cause and to be committed to your goals and committed to your cleansed blood, brothers and sisters. These martyrs in the Quneitra operation, it reflects the generations of the resistance. Look at the ages. The ages reflect three or four generations, different generations. these martyrs, the martyrs of Quraytra, reflect by the martyrdom of Martyr al-Ladadi and also the Commander Abu Isa. This shows the continued presence of the commanders and leaders on the battlefield side by side with the Mujahideen, the fighters. This is a secret of the strength of a resistance. These martyrs reflect the affiliation of families as a whole, not just the affiliation of individuals, the affiliation of families as a whole, their affiliation to the school of jihad and martyrdom. When this group of martyrs includes sons of martyrs, like Martyr Jihad Imad Mughniya, the son of the martyr, the former commander Imad Mughniya, also like Martyr Ali Hassan Ibrahim, who is the son of the martyr Hassan Ibrahim, like also the martyr Sayyid Abbas Hijazi, who is also a relative of Abu Ali Hassan Dib, or Abu Hassan Dib. The funeral procession was held at the same day with the father, Abu Hassan Kamal, who is one of the well-known older fighters of the resistance ever since the very beginning in 1982. These are families, families who stepped forward on this battlefield, on this arena, who are fighting and showing steadfastness, putting up with hardship, standing firm and sacrificing martyrs. And when Netanyahu or Ya'alon or others come out to threaten them, they respond by saying what their Imam Zainul Abidin said, the brother of Hussein, or the son of Imam Hussein, when he told Ibn Ziyad, he said, "Are you threatening me with death? You, death for us is something normal, and our dignity from Allah is martyrdom." These are families. Our families who have such a culture, who belong to such a school. These martyrs in Quneitra reflect the Iranian and Lebanese blood being mixed on Syrian soil. And please pay attention to this. These martyrs of Quneitra reflect, by the mixing of the blood, Iranian blood mixed with Lebanese blood on Syrian soil, this reflects the unity of the cause and the unity in the faith, and also the common battle. When the previous governments divided this battle, and when the political factions divided the battle, and the contradictions as well, and the divisions, then at that time we entered the phase of defeats. But when blood unified this battle, the blood from Palestine to Lebanon to Syria to Iran to all the region, then we entered the phase of victories. This group of martyrs of Quneitra shows that the Mujahideen of Hezbollah, contrary to everything which is written, we all are seeing what is written, what is being broadcast on the satellite media and the lies which are being circulated. Despite all this, these martyrs, the martyrs of the resistance in Quneitra, this shows that the Mujahideen of Hezbollah still and will always be side by side with the resistance fighters at the front lines, at the front lines on the battlefield, leading the martyrs right in front of the line of martyrs. And the whole world and everything in this world won't be able to stand between them and what they believe in and what they love. Brothers and sisters, let me now refer to the introduction. After that, we'll go speak about Quneitra and Shub'a and then conclude. Our region, Unfortunately, for decades, at least ever since 1948, we have governments and peoples, they are all suffering from the presence of a cancer, of a tumor, which is called the Zionist entity or Israel.